This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes you got to go looking around for business opportunities. Sometimes they just fall in your lap. This next story is about the latter version, presidential edition. President Trump is a known fan of cable news shows. Morning Joe on MSNBC, The O'Reilly Factor on Fox News, CNN every now and then. And it has become clear that he will often tweet in direct response to what he has seen on the air, which is, as previously noted, for advertisers and groups that want to get his attention, an opportunity too good to pass up. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that one.
When the advocacy organization VoteVets.org wanted to get a message to President Trump to tell him they were unhappy with the travel ban and with plans to kill off the Affordable Care Act, they went to where they thought they'd find him and bought an ad on Morning Joe.
You want to be a legitimate president, sir? Then act like one.
It's a long way from the more typical cable news ad break.
You see them generally directed at old men and women, because that's the nature of the television news audience traditionally.
Merrill Brown is the director of the School of Communication and Media at Montclair State University. He expects cable news watchers are going to start seeing more and more issue advertising, lobbying-type advertising, the kind you might see during the Sunday news shows. It's a whole new category of ads he thinks cable news will attract.
Knowing that the president is watching, and if the president is watching, you might assume that his fellow government officials are also watching as well, just so they can get some sense of what the president is perceiving about the world.
It's a type of ad, an advertiser, that could push cable news ad rates even higher. James Finnessy is the CEO for Standard Media Index. He says as way more people have been watching Fox, MSNBC, and CNN, the networks have jacked up the cost of ads over the last quarter.
We've seen rates more than double.
VoteVets.org says it spent about $6,000 for airtime this morning, which sounds like a bargain for a chance to grab the attention of the president. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.